Hi, I'm Kimbu, the host of the Author Alchemist podcast. I bring my years of experience as a fan fiction writer, a professionally published author, and a productivity coach to the problem we all love to hate, the act of writing. I also talk a lot about self-publishing, marketing, and my own challenges and journey as an author. Maybe you can relate. Hey y'all, it's Kimbu, and I am recording this on, February 4th, it looks like. February 4th, it's a Sunday. It's been an exciting day because I had a lot of internet connectivity problems. If you follow me on Blue Sky or TikTok, then you probably already know about that long sordid story. But I was without I had Wi-Fi hotspot I could use, but it's been a day. So just wanted to record this to update everybody on what's going on. Talk a little bit about behind the scenes on me as an indie writer, self-published, subscriptions-based author. First off, I want to talk about Dragon's Grail, which has launched. The first installment, as of right now, is free on Ream. You do have to sign up for the platform, but it's free. And once you do that, then you can read the first installment for free. I will eventually be making that early access for readers so that people who are subscribed to me will have access to chapters earlier than people who are just waiting for chapters to get released for free. And that's probably going to be my model going forward. In other words, most of my stories will eventually get out into the big world in a free format. But those formats will be delayed and they will only be on certain platforms like Ream. So if you want to read the whole story all at once, or if you want to own it, then you can still buy it from my direct store or any of the online sales channels, including Amazon and Kobo. Most of my books and stuff are in Kobo Plus. So if you are looking to get out of Kindle Unlimited, or if you're looking for something like Kindle Unlimited, try out Kobo Plus. It is a great program for both readers and for authors. It's rolled out in Canada, I think, because Kobo's in Canada. But it's really great because instead of the way Kindle Unlimited is set up, where authors have to be locked in and only allowed to put that book on Kindle Unlimited, because Amazon's like that, Kobo Plus allows you to put books on there that are also available on other for sale on other platforms. So I'm pretty excited about that. All my back catalog is available on Kobo Plus. So if you're looking for a way to read my back catalog that's not on Ream, and you're not using Kindle Unlimited, but you want a subscription type of kit, I highly recommend Kobo Plus, what I'm getting at here. I'm also looking at putting a lot of my back catalog in current releases available as audio. Now, some of those are going to be digitized audio. I know it's not the best, but it's cheap and it's available. And so a lot of people are switching to that, both authors and readers, because it just makes the book available so much more quickly and so much more cheaply than with human narrators. I would like to be the first to say, and I'm definitely not the first to say this, I'm not even the last to say this, I prefer human narrators. I love people who can emote with the words of the characters. I love the texture, the vocal texture, and the audio resonance and depth that human narrators can give to a book or story. But on the flip side, they deserve the money they earn. I'm not saying that human narrators need to become cheaper and compete with AI. I don't think that at all. In fact, if anything, I hope that human narration becomes even more expensive because it is worth the money. But what that means is we're going to kind of have a tiered structure. We're going to have like ebooks are for sale, and then we're going to have digitally audio narrated books at a slightly higher price point than digital books, ebooks, and then we're going to have human narrated versions of the books, which are going to be at the premier price, right? So it's kind of like the difference between reading a story on AO3 or Wattpad, then reading a trade paperback, and then reading a very nice hardcover, right? Same type of thing. And so I'm looking forward to be able to hire human audio narrators, but I can't do that right now. So eventually it's download. I might do Kickstarters for that. Which kind of brings me around to how authors are setting themselves up these days as their own personal publishing houses. I know a lot of authors listen to this podcast because it's directed towards authors specifically, but I also know that any readers who might be listening along are new authors or authors who have been previously published in the traditional methods, the trad publishing style, may not be aware that how things are changing. And those things are changing by becoming diversified. Diversified means that I, as an author, am going to sell my products directly. My products are going to include digital books, paperback books, audiobooks in both digital narration and human, and eventually human narration, hard copy, deluxe editions, I guess is the word that I'm looking for there, where it's got the gilded edges and it's got the fancy covers. Usually those will be also done by Kickstarter, possibly going forward. My stories will be available on all the distribution platforms. So it's not just Amazon and Barnes and Noble and Kobo, but including library platforms such as Overdrive, which is now Libby, and subscription-based. That's another factor of my personal business setup. Most of my stories are going to be released in serialized format. There's going to be some serials and there's going to be some novels, but they're all going to be released serially first before they're then published in other formats. I hope down the line to even do merch. I love merch myself as a fangirl. I love buying merch of my favorite characters and my blurbos, as they say. So I'm looking forward to doing that. That is definitely probably a 2025 exercise. We're getting the gears rolling. One of the things I like to be transparent about with both other authors and my readers is what exactly the financial back end is looking for me. And right now it's not looking great because I've restarted my career several times. And so, like I said, as the gears are starting to grind, but they haven't really kicked in. The wheels aren't spinning yet, but I'm getting there. But hey, that means I have to really look at the numbers. I would like to be selling between 400 and 1,000 units a month. And that's not including subscriptions. That's ebooks, audiobooks, printed books. Right now, they're probably going to be mostly trade paperback style printing. And if I can do that, if I can get between those numbers, then that is going to set me up comfortably, not extremely well, but well enough to keep a roof over my head, and most importantly, to keep the dog fed and get her to the vet when she needs to go in for checkups. So that's kind of my goal. Now, what does that mean? Is, if you're like 300 books a month, so I need to sell through 10 a day, approximately. So ideally, I would be selling at least 10 books a day, and that 10 units a day, and that's again across all different formats. And that's my most immediate goal. Ideally, I would be selling 100 units a day, but we're working up to that with different releases and things that I'm doing. So that's where I am right now. I will eventually, as things progress, be sharing my income from my different streams, income streams, diversification, and talking about what's succeeding and what's not. I'm not at this point using advertising. I know a lot of authors are, And they have the money to do that, and I do not. I am not morally opposed to advertising. I just can't do it right now because I need to eat. So that's where I am with advertising. It's something I plan to do in the second half of 2024 when I've got a little bit of money coming in and I can spare some to advertising. So that's where I am as far as my publishing career goes. I have subscriptions available for fiction on Ream, for nonfiction on my personal blog, Kimbu Scriptorium. I might be doing subscriptions on YouTube for audiobooks, both digitally narrated and at this point, books narrated by me. I plan to be doing the narration for Grieving Futures, also become an unstoppable storyteller, and my next nonfiction craft book, By the Seat of Your Pants, which, as I record this, will be released in a couple of weeks. So I'm really looking forward to having those available as mul on multiple platforms, both as ebooks and print books and audiobooks. So that's pretty exciting. Again, human narration, where I'm the human narrating them, but digital narration for ones such as my fiction books will probably be digital narration first. And that is where I am right now on getting everything set up and writing. I'm focusing on Dragon's Grail, which I've talked about. I'm doing the edits and rewrites on that. I have cracked open Transmigrated Terry again, which I'm excited about. And I'm looking at an older science fiction series. It was actually a short story, and then I envisioned it as a novel. And then as I did the world building, it got completely out of control and I felt overwhelmed and I pulled it down from everywhere. And it's called Rogues. And it's a gay male science fiction story, which I think will go well as far as my branding because Dragon's Grail for sure is, in the long run, a polyamorous male female story. Although it's more fantasy than romance, it's not a romance in the traditional romance genre. It just has a very strong romantic subplot. So that's where I'm going to be going moving forward with different companion genres to continue with the stories I really want to tell, as well as reach out to lots of different readers. So I think that's about it for this one. I would like to get back to adding some mindset and craft podcast episodes. My next one is probably going to be focusing on discovery writing as I get ready to launch By the Seat of Your Pants, so keep an eye out for that. I don't have anything else on the agenda that I'm thinking of, but definitely listen to my other podcast that I co-host with Gina Hogan Edwards and Melody A. Scout, Around the Writer's Table. I'll include a link for that in the show notes. But it's got a lot of great information. We're going over Gina's creativity quest paradigm that she is slowly working. That's going to be a book available probably towards the end of the year. And just so many great insights. So if you're looking for some mindset help, thoughts about, like the tagline is craft, creativity, and conscious living. And so that kind of covers the three of us. And it's really got some great insights. We love recording that. We get together and sometimes the technology fights us a little bit, but we have fun because we're really good friends. So I highly recommend checking out that podcast if you haven't yet. So stay tuned. I've got a lot of stuff coming up and I will be recording lots of new podcasts about mindset and craft and the publishing industry. As an indie author, I kind of want to use my own experience and share it with others so that they can see what the back end looks like. Because the back end is you know, it's how the sausage gets made. Oh, it can be a little gross sometimes, and definitely a lot of hard work, but it's getting my stories out there, and that's what's important to me. I will include links to everything I've talked about here, Reams, the Kimby Scriptorium, Around the Writer's Table. I know I mentioned something else, so maybe Kobo Plus. I'll include a link to that because I highly recommend that as a subscription service. So, look for those changes, look for those developments, and I will be talking with y'all again soon. Follow me. I'm now on TikTok. I have revived my Instagram as well. And of course, I'm on Tumblr and Blue Sky a lot, sometimes on Facebook, almost never on Twitter. But I'll include a link to my Find Me Everywhere All the Time page which I call the hub, has all my links to all my websites and all my social media. So you'll find me somewhere. Anyway, talk to you soon. Thank you, y'all. Have a great time writing, being creative, and I will talk to you again soon. See you on the web. Bye. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to me ramble on about writing here on the Author Alchemist podcast. I'm Kim Bu-York, and I hope this episode has helped clear away the cobwebs from your inspiration. You can find all of my things at houseofyork.info. All one word, House of York, no spaces, .info. Have a lovely day, and we'll talk again soon.